Hi, everybody. This is Linda. This is going around the internet right now, and it's very disturbing. This is World Integrated Trade Solution. They are into keeping track of tariffs for imports, shippings, and such. And here they have the Canada tariffs for COVID-19 diagnostic test instruments and apparatus by country. Now, every country in the world is on here, 160-something. And I told y'all a lot, I think it was this past month, that every country is in on this New World Order thing, that this so-called animosity between countries is just a show, that they're all part of it. Well, if they are members of the UN, yes, they are part of this New World Order takeover. And we see this with this COVID-19. Now, understand, coronavirus is 7 viruses that make up flus and colds. But in the past, the flu was never called COVID-17 or COVID-18. Only this year was it called COVID-19. So why were they making the COVID-19 test kits and instruments back in 2018? Well, actually, it goes further back than that. This is one of the COVID test kits from China. Its expiration date is 2018. And here is the number of the test kit. So, let's see. I have it somewhere. It might be in one of these other ones, where it was actually 2017 also that this was preparing for the COVID-19. Great Scott, I've been reading so much, I don't know where it all is. But here are some more examples of top importers in 2018. Top exporters in 2018. They were preparing for this a long time ago. Here's another one. And that's the same one, okay. All right, COVID-19 test kits, 2017, here it is, 2017. So you see, ever since 2017, they were preparing for COVID-19. If you recall in 2017, Fauci said on camera that Trump will have a major pandemic on his hands. I wonder how he knew. All right, I don't know what any of this means, but in this Twitter thread, someone brought up a point that I want to bring out because I want you to get as much detail as possible so you can make up your own mind. This individual, Least Racist Sloth, says the technology to test coronavirus of this type was invented in 2018. Then how come were they shipping in 2017? The mutation of COVID-19 virus was more virulent at the end of 2019. COVID-19 is the virus name, but the test for the virus has already been invented in 2018, but they were shipping in 2017. Hey, Denise, can you share the words? And there is the... Now, Fauci said, yeah, I said that. Now, there is a video down here. I couldn't understand the word the man said. He was Chinese man. And he was saying something about, he said, I've been warning you since 2017 that this was happening. So, I don't know anything about him, but Now, I want to get to this part here. I got this after I did my last video, and I wanted to include it because it's important. Dr. Urso, asymptomatic spreaders do not exist for any viruses, except perhaps in the very early prodromal phase. That means the first day, or in very unusual cases, the second day. Asymptomatic spreaders exist commonly with bacteria. Typhoid Mary and Montezuma's Revenge. Stop the lie. Well, here is Fauci saying the exact same thing.
Yeah, to just add one thing that seems to get lost in that question is that, as Bob said, and I agree, we would really like to see the data, because if there is asymptomatic transmission, it impacts certain policies that you do regarding screening, etc. But the one thing historically people need to realize, that even if there is some asymptomatic transmission, in all the history of respiratory-borne viruses of any type, asymptomatic transmission has never been the driver of outbreaks. The driver of outbreaks is always a symptomatic person. Even if there's a rare asymptomatic person that might transmit, an epidemic is not driven by asymptomatic carriers.
So you see, he has said the exact same thing that Dr. Ursa said.
Just add one thing that seems to get lost in that question.
Sorry. All right. So we're seeing lies and lies and lies all the time. Lies about this pandemic. 2017, they were sending out COVID-19 test kits. In 2017, I don't know if there is some misunderstanding on the layman part, that's us, that we aren't seeing with this information. I want to give them that much. When we don't understand that maybe this COVID-19 means something else back in 2017, I don't know. I just remember them changing it from the coronavirus because it caused such confusion, because flus and colds are coronavirus. So they changed it to COVID-2 or something like that, then finally to COVID-19. Now, I don't know if maybe there is a logical explanation for this. But I do find it strange that in 2017, test kits went out for COVID-19 all through the world. We heard Fauci and all the other people in his group say that wearing masks is useless. In fact, it's harmful. And then they go change it to you better wear them. And we know that now they are useless, they are harmful, and yet they haven't changed their tune. We know that a lot of things that they have been saying about the tests, 90% of the test results are false. We've known that now for a while. We watched them lie to us about the cases. People dying from COVID actually died of suicide, murder, motorcycle accidents, Alzheimer's, yada, yada, yada. So they've been lying to us all throughout this so-called pandemic, which if we take this stuff here as fact, then we can see that it's probably more a plandemic. But again, I'm going to say there may be some misunderstanding on our part, not knowing all of the information as to how they come up with the term COVID-19. Because this does sound fishy. But we don't understand. So I want to give them that much. But wow, I got to tell you, this evil is completely out of control. All right, there you have it.